Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Avia Aware. I'm your host, Ali Saleh. On this show, I'll keep you aware of the latest news and updates arising in the sky. We'll get to today's news momentarily. Now for today's news. Ethiopian Airlines has had its ban extended on its flight from Addis Ababa to Shanghai. The flight has already been banned for 5 weeks, but Chinese authorities agreed to an extension as more passengers have tested positive for coronavirus. The ban continues until at least January 1st, 2021. Singapore Airlines is entering a new market this week, offering training to businesses. The new division is known as Singapore Airlines Academy and aims to create training programs for service and hospitality companies. The airline is well known for its world-class service, rated one of the world's best, and now it is potentially giving it a new revenue stream. UK startup airline Flypop has received a cash injection from the government's Future Fund. Although the amount has not been disclosed, airline CEO Nino Judge says that the investment has moved the airline a step closer to starting flights. Aegean Airlines has temporarily suspended all flights to and from Thessaloniki after the city was forced into lockdown due to a sharp rise in COVID cases. Flights have been cancelled for a two-week period from the 3rd of November to the 17th of November, as Thessaloniki enters a 14-day local lockdown this Tuesday. Finnair announced this morning that, starting today, it would be offering its passengers free COVID-19 insurance. Travelers from Finland will be entitled to €50,000 in medical and repatriation expenses, as well as €100 per day to cover quarantine costs should they fall ill from coronavirus during their time away. Qatar Airways has joined the growing number of airlines offering their passengers to voluntarily offset carbon emissions caused by their flight. Profits from the scheme will go to a wind turbine farm, which supplies clean electricity to the Indian national grid. HiFly is set to retire its only Airbus A380 aircraft later this year. The aircraft is unique in that it is the only A380 to have been used in a second-hand capacity, rather than being scrapped. The retirement will come as a blow to the already non-existent second-hand A380 market. While the A380 is a great aircraft, there is no doubt that it was released by Airbus at the wrong time. The giant plane only ever got 251 firm old orders during the entirety of its program. Meanwhile, some airlines are retiring models of the A380 that are less than 10 years old. A Boeing 727, once flown by Japan Airlines, will soon become an office and event space in Bristol. A businessman by the name of Johnny Palmer has purchased the out-of-service jet and will move it from Cotswold Airport 35 miles down the road to outer Bristol. Virgin Galactic is busy gearing up for a spaceflight from New Mexico. While reluctant to put an exact date on the flight, only nominating a day sometime this fall, Virgin Galactic says it is edging closer to a takeoff. The flight, which will be operated by two pilots, will carry NASA payloads and test in-flight systems and procedures. Berlin's new Brandenburg Airport handled 3,077 passengers on its first day of operation. The opening has so far gone without a hitch, unlike many airport openings. Indeed, the biggest issue so far has been a 50-minute delay to a Qatar Airways flight. While everybody hopes that the opening of a brand new airport will go without a hitch, the reality is that this is not always the case. For example, Terminal 5 of Heathrow Airport. When the terminal first opened, it was plagued by an IT failure affecting the baggage system. Meanwhile, Istanbul's new airport was delayed several times following its initial opening. That's all for today's episode of AV Aware. I'm your host, Ali Salih. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to keep climbing.